We'll be going now to the seventh inning, and Ralph Kiner will be coming in here to take the closeout season on radio. But first, we pause for station identification.
This is WGY Schenectady, 810 on your dial, where the time is 6:31 and a half, and the temperature 50 degrees.
Ralph Kiner along with Lindsey Nelson and Bob Murphy from Colt Stadium in Houston, Texas. The Colts lead 12-4, and Eddie Kramer will come to bat as he leads off here in the seventh. The pitcher is Turk Farrell, and the first pitch is popped up high in the air by the pitcher's mound. Bob Aspermonte calling for the ball. He makes the catch in front of the mound for the out. So Eddie Kramer, who had 1-for-3, now is 0-1-for-4. One out in the seventh inning, and the batter will be Duke Carmel. Duke has struck out twice and walked. His walk coming against Turk Farrell, the third pitcher used by the Colt 45s in this ballgame. Carmel, a left-hand batter, and his first pitch is a fastball, a swing and a miss, strike one. Farrell came in the game in the fifth inning. So far, he has given up one hit. He's allowed no runs. And there's a ball hit into center field. Moving over is Ivan Morrell. And he makes the call, and he makes the catch. Out number two. And now the batter, Ron Hunt. Ron has the only hit of the ballgame off Turk Farrell. He doubled with Duke Carmel on first base in the fifth inning. His first time up, he was hit by a pitch ball. His second time up, he grounded into a double play, so he has 1-for-2. Ron has hit safely in 13 of his last 14 ballgames. Hunt closing out a fine year, his first year in baseball. And he hits the first pitch right through the middle, a base hit in the center field. Ron rounds at first base and holds there, and Ron now has the two hits given up by Turk Farrell. The Mets with a total of 8 base hits in the ballgame to go with their 4 runs. The Colt 45s have 12 hits to go with their 12 runs. That will bring up Tim Harkness. Harkness has 1 hit and 2 times up. He also has walked. Tim, a left-hand batter, hits the first pitch down to the second baseman, Joe Morgan. He digs it out and throws him out to retire the side. In the inning for the Mets, no runs, one hit. There is one man left on base. And the score at the end of 6.5 innings. The Colt 45s 12, the New York Mets 4. Now here's a familiar song with an up-to-the-minute beat.
My beer is Rheingold, the dry beer. Think of Rheingold whenever you buy beer. It's not bitter, not sweet. It's a dry flavor treat. Won't you try extra dry Rheingold beer? It's not bitter, not sweet. It's the dry flavor treat. One extra dry Rheingold beer.
Moving to the bottom half of the seventh, Joe Morgan, the first man up for the Colt 45s, a left-hand batter, and Grover Powell in his second inning misses with his first pitch, low ball one. Colts lead 12-4. Powell worked in the sixth inning. He was charged with one run on one hit. Now the next pitch back to the plate popped up in foul territory. Chris Canizero comes back. The ball drops in the playing field. He can't get to it. Strike one. One ball, one strike. Colts had the lead 2-0 at the end of two. The Mets scored a run in the top of the third to cut the lead to 2-1. And the Mets took the lead with 3 runs in the top of the fourth, 4-2. They saw it go away when Houston scored 5 runs in the bottom half of the fourth to take the lead 7-4. Now the pitch back to the plate, outside, ball two. After that, the Colts scored 4 runs in the fifth, 1 run in the sixth. They now lead 12-4. Grover Powell back at 2-1, and there's a ball hit fouled on the first base side. Count evens out at 2-2. Mets have used 4 pitchers. Larry Bernarth went 3. Ed Balton went 1. Tracy Stoddard went 2/3. Grover Powell now working the second. Pitch back. Ball three now, full count to Joe Morgan. Morgan looking for a base hit. Outside the pitcher, he's the only man in the lineup without a base hit. Now he hits the next pitch foul. So the count stays at 3-2. Colts lead 12-4. Bottom half of the seventh inning. Here's the windup and the pitch. High for ball four, and Morgan walks to first base. Ninth walk issued by the Met pitchers in this ball game. The second one by Grover Powell. It brings up Jim Wynn. Wynn has singled and three times up. He also walked with the bases loaded to drive in a run, force in a run, and he has two RBIs in the game. First pitch to the right-hand batter, strike at the knees. Wynn batting 243. Pitch back, a called strike, strike two. No balls and two strikes. Now Powell sets, and his next pitch, a curveball, is high. One ball, two strikes. Joe Morgan at first base not being held on by Tim Harkness. Mets have an infield of Harkness, Hunt, Fernandez, and Hickman. Powell now at 1-2, and the ball is fouled out of play. In the outfield, the Mets have Joe Hicks in left field, Duke Carmel in center, Ed Cranepool in right. The catcher is Chris Canizero. Once again, one ball, two strikes, and the pitch. Curveball too high, ball two. Two balls and two strikes. And Powell misses once again. Low this time. Full count at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Powell sets. Joe Morgan at first base. He goes. The pitch is low and outside, ball four. So two walks in a row, and the Colts have runners at first and second base with no one out. And the batter is Rusty Staub. Colts now have 10 walks in the ball game.
The first baseman, Rusty Staub.
Rusty has walked once to force in a run, and he has singled in three times up. Batting at 224, left-hand batter. And Powell gets a fastball in there, which is fouled back on the screen, strike one. Galen Sisco warming up in the bullpen for the Mets. He's being warmed up by pitcher Jay Hook. Casey Stengel, who was in the bullpen, now coming back to the dugout. Next pitch to Staub is hit on the ground down to Hunt. A chance for two. Over to Fernandez in time. The throw to first base is high, and the double play is not pulled off. First play at second base. On the play, Joe Morgan moves over to third base. So Wynn exchanging with Rusty Staub at first base. One man out for the Mets in this inning, and the batter coming up is Bob Aspromonte. Bob has walked, singled, tripled, and lined out to right in his four appearances. He has scored three runs. And he's batting 211. Aspromonte's been tough against the Mets all year. They lead 12-4. Here's a ball hit down to the shortstop, Fernandez. He picks it up, throws to Hunt, covering the second base. The return throw to first base is not in time for the double play. And scoring on the play from third base, Joe Morgan. So the Colt 45s add one more run to their total. They now lead 13-4 with two men out. The batter is Ivan Morrell. Ivan has one hit and four times up. And the first pitch is a swing and a miss, strike one. If Philadelphia with their win will finish up fourth, if Cincinnati loses to St. Louis. That game in the 11th inning. Next pitch is low, ball one. One ball, one strike. The batter is Ivan Morrell. And he hits the next pitch on down to Fernandez at short. He takes the easy way, going to Hunt covering at second base for the force play to retire the side. In the inning, the Colts score one run with no base hits. There were no errors, two walks, one man left on. And the score at the end of seven, Houston 13, the Mets 4. And to check the scores around now, let's take a look. Philadelphia 3, Los Angeles 1. The winning pitcher was short. The losing pitcher, Rickard, wine a home run in the seventh with no one on. Dodgers finishing with 99 victories this year. Milwaukee shut out Chicago 2-0. Warren Spahn the winner, his 23rd win against seven losses, his 62nd shutout in his career and his seventh this year. A home run by Henry Aaron, his 44th to tie Willie McCovey for the National League lead. San Francisco 4, Pittsburgh 2. The winning pitcher is Sanford. The losing pitcher is Sis. San Francisco, by winning, clinched third place in the National League. Filippo Lu and Cometti had home runs. At the end of 12, it's 2-2. Cincinnati against St. Louis. Cincinnati has a chance to tie for fourth if they can win that ball game. Jay now pitching for the Reds against Ernie Broglio. The American League, Los Angeles at Boston, postponed rain. Cleveland defeated Kansas City 2-1. Minnesota at New York, postponed rain. Washington defeated Chicago 9-2. Detroit knocked off Baltimore 7-3. In football, the Giants defeated Philadelphia 37-14. Cleveland knocked off the Rams 20-6. Washington Redskins defeated Dallas 21-17. Pittsburgh defeated St. Louis 23-10. And Chicago defeated Detroit 37-21.